Hi, I'm Annette Richmond. Thanks for joining me for the Smarter Business Moves podcast. If content marketing is part of your growth strategy, head over to my new podcast, Content Marketing School, and visit contentmarketingschoolonline.com for resources. Now let's get on with the show. Hi, I'm Annette Richmond. Thank you for joining me for the Smarter Career and Business Moves podcast. My goal is always to inform, educate, and inspire. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are joining us from. I'm Annette Richmond. This is the Smarter Career and Business Moves LinkedIn Live show and podcast. And Lynn, I'm so excited to have you here with me today. You've been on the show before and, you know, we're friends. We chat all the time. So for anyone who doesn't know you, who might be watching the replay or now or listening to the podcast, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do. And I know it's a lot.
Sure. I'll narrow it down to the three main things that I do. I write resumes and LinkedIn profiles, and I focus on keywords. I am the executive director of the Great Careers Group, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. And we have speakers that come in and do career education topics. And then the third thing is I'm working on my doctoral dissertation on the topic of LinkedIn. You know, I'm involved in lots of other various sundry things, but those are the three main ones that take a good chunk of my time.
Well, I know you do a lot, and I know the that Greater Careers is such a wonderful organization. You do so much for job seekers. And so, of course, I have to congratulate you on that. You know, I love this topic, you know, branding, personal branding on LinkedIn. And so many people think of it like it's just a new buzzword. Oh, brands and LinkedIn and everything. But I remember, and I've looked at it since, that Fast Company had an article they published called The Brand Called You in 1990.
Yes.
And you're familiar, right? And
it's part of my doctoral dissertation.
Exactly. And so, you know, that's 1997. And then I read a book on it, Personal Branding by a PR woman. And I think it was like 2000, 2001, something. And so the idea is not new, but, you know, we all, I think about it maybe a little bit differently. So why don't we start by having you give us your definition of what the whole idea of personal branding, particularly on LinkedIn, is?
A lot of my clientele are job seekers, but I also, you know, have people that are employed and self-employed. So everybody's an individual. It depends on, you know, what you want to communicate to the world and how do you differentiate and distinguish yourself as that purple squirrel in, you know, the world of what you do, your industry, your niche, or whatever. So, as they say, you know, it's not who you know, but who knows you and what you do. So how have you distinguished yourself and stood out so that you are remembered? You have to be memorable.
Yeah, you know, it's so important to talk about differentiating yourself, because I'm sure you come across this as well. So many people think, well, I have my title and I have my company. But the truth is, you know, if I'm a marketing director at Nike and you're a marketing director at Adidas and we're both competing for the same position, we're kind of doing the same thing, you know, running the team, et cetera, et cetera. And it's only what we do that has an impact that separates us.
Yep, absolutely. You have to do something on your LinkedIn profile, you know, to be memorable in some way. I don't know if you've ever heard of this guy, but his name is Steve Woodruff. And he wrote an article. You can go onto Google and Google Memory Dart. And when you get this article about a memory dart. He says, you know, your elevator pitch should be about 15 seconds and, you know, make it memorable. So create a vivid image. And I really kept that, you know, keep that in my heart because, you know, when I help people, you know, work on their LinkedIn profiles, it's like, well, what's that vivid image? What do you want to portray yourself as? What words, you know, can we kind of mince to make you stand out in some way, shape, or form?
And isn't it also about sometimes anyway, I know with the people that I've worked with, it's about the story. You know, I worked with chief technology officer who trained as an engineer. A lot of them do. And that's how they come up to be in those positions. And actually what happened to him was his sibling, his brother, I think, got a computer for his birthday and like, put it in the closet, not interested. Well, he pulled it out, started writing software. And that's how he kind of fell into his career. And I think it's the stories like that that really can make people stand out. And the other thing I want to ask you about is people still want to talk about, I'm passionate. Well, you know what? You got to show the passion.
Yeah, absolutely. And you do need to stand out in some way, shape, or form. Like I have a couple people that I'm working with now. Somebody has taken a 2-year travel sabbatical. And I thought, oh, wow, we could really get some really cool stories going on that, you know, learning about cultural competency. I have somebody else who's an Australian in Pennsylvania. And, you know, how can you differentiate yourself, you know, in some way, shape, or form? And still maintain your roots. Mm-hmm. You know, there's all different kinds of ways of doing it, you know, with words and sure on LinkedIn, you can actually add some emojis and have a little fun.
Yeah, I love that too. You know, and I'd like to ask you about LinkedIn, obviously the mistakes that people make. And for me, it's about, thinking of it as transactional. You know, I'm on LinkedIn, I find people to connect with who are going to help me, you know, get a job, find a client or whatever. So talk a little bit about that, the mistakes that people make. I'm sure you agree with me on that one. And talk a little bit about that and the mistakes that people make.
Believe it or not, there are still people who have not customized their LinkedIn URL. And when they have customized their LinkedIn URL, if they're entrepreneurial, they use their company name instead of their real name. And I'm like, no, that's for your company page. You know, LinkedIn is a database. Use your first name and your last name so you can be found. Like I've had problems finding people that I'm first level connections with because they don't use their name. Mm-hmm. So another thing is the banner. Oh my goodness. Like, are you dealing with the greenish, grayish blobs that come?
So sad, you know, so generic, and it makes you generic too.
Absolutely. And then LinkedIn has a whole bunch of different choices of banners. But how many times have I seen the same banner? That doesn't make you stand out. Other people are using ski hills and beach scenes and waterfalls. And like, why? Okay, this is not Facebook. This is a business platform. Let's step it up a little bit and let's not make it like a Facebook type picture. You know, I like to see a banner and tell me a little bit about you in the banner. Mm-hmm. I kind of like people to use their name and their USP, which is a unique selling proposition. What do you like to use, Annette?
Well, I agree with you 100% on that. And, you know, I think of the LinkedIn banner is kind of like your billboard on LinkedIn. And it is true. There are so many people, you click on their LinkedIn profile and occasionally it's a LinkedIn trainer and they have that generic gray, green background. And you know, there are so many ways. And I see that too, the country road or a lot of people use like a cityscape. And I fear sometimes that they're downloading those images from Google, which obviously you can't because of
Yes.
copyright. But what, so as far as, so we got the banner and the profile URL, and I see that too. And it's like, oh my gosh, it looks so bad to have your name, variation of your name with the letters like alphabet soup after it. And what about like the headline as far as like personal branding there?
I want to touch on one more point on the
Of course.
banner before we go to the headline, but you have to think about color. Okay, so businesses have logos and they have color, and sometimes you have your favorite color. You have to do you what makes you happy. But if you haven't heard about colorpsychology.org, it is a website that explains the good, bad, and ugly about each color. So definitely check that out. And I use Canva mainly to create banners. It's very easy in case anybody, wants to jump on Canva. You can get a free account. You have limitations with the free account versus the pro account, but you can still create a LinkedIn banner. And just for the record, it's 1584 by 396 pixels for anybody who's a newbie wanting to create their banner.
No, I love that too. I use Canva all the time myself. And when you talk about it, they have the pre sort of design templates. So you can go in and you can just personalize the template, change the colors, the image or whatever, or you can even create something from scratch. And I agree with you. I think it really is a big differentiator on LinkedIn. If you have that banner, that's only you have it. And I would add too, and I love the idea of psychology behind color. And that I think that's part of why so many people choose blue, the trust color. We both have a little blue in our backgrounds here. And it's but I also, what I suggest and what I do myself is to look up color palettes because I'm not a designer. And I used to try to figure out like, what are the colors that go together? And then I did a training and learned about finding color palettes online with hex codes, which you can then use. I bet you do that. You're nodding. You must do that too. And you can use those in Canva.
I do that, but I also like to coordinate with what people are wearing if they have a professional photo. So for
Okay.
example, I had a client that had a she was just getting her professional photo. She's like, "What do I wear?" I'm like, "Well, what color do you love?" "I love purple." "Good, then you do purple." So her background of her photo was gray. So I made a purple banner with some gray swoops in it, and then I used dark blue, as the dark color to put the writing in it, so at least it would pop out. So if you've got, what you're wearing and the color your banner kind of together, then you look like you have a together kind of look.
Absolutely, absolutely. I do that with resumes and the same color palette as the LinkedIn. But I love that idea, and I hadn't thought about that. And just a reminder to people, you know what? You put it up. If you don't like it, you take it down and put up something else, right? It's that easy.
Yes. And another tip is that if you don't know what the color is, if you go onto Google and type in hex color picker, then you can upload a photo and you can put your mouse on the shirt or the tie or the jacket or the dress, and it'll tell you what the hex code is or RGB number, and then you can put that back into Canva and get an exact match.
Yep, and you can do it on Word too if you want to add some design. So great tips. And I had never thought of that, the idea of using what's in the photo. But it is all about that personal branding. And because I know that you are also obviously very active on LinkedIn, can you talk a little bit about how people build their brands in their LinkedIn engagement or participation?
I thought we were going to talk about headlines.
Oh, of course.
So,
I'm sorry.
yeah,
Yes.
let's go to headlines
Okay.
first, and then let's talk about the
Engagement.
engagement and whatnot.
Okay.
Absolutely. So, I believe that there's so many different ways of doing headlines, and there's so many different philosophies. So you need to choose what resonates with you, and listen to all the different experts and pick the one and the style that you like. But hopefully you hear a reason why you should do what you should do. So the way that I approach it is I'm about the keywords and the key titles. So you can only have one LinkedIn profile. Now you can customize resumes and you can change the headline and the keywords, all day long to tailor your resume to each job. But you can only have one LinkedIn profile. So you really kind of have to hyper focus on your future forward. And, like where are you going? What's the goal? And hopefully you've got one, maybe two things you'd like to do, but you can't be all over the place and, be a jack of all trades and master of none. So, but after, we get some a key title and some keywords in there, I believe you need to put a USP in, a unique selling proposition. So in the past, I don't know how many months, maybe half a year or 4 months or 3 months, I don't know when I started this, but I've been using the Share Through Headline Analyzer, which is headlines.sharethrough.com. And I copy and paste the headline, which you can have up to 220 characters, and you can add emojis if you want. And I paste that into Share Through. And what happens is you're going to get three scores. You're going to get an overall score, an engagement score, and an impression score. And last week, I was working with someone, and for the first time ever, I got 100, 100, 100. I
Wow.
couldn't believe it. I've never had, the trifecta. And then the person that I worked with before that, it was like all like really high 90s for two of them, and then 100 for the other one. I'm like, okay, I'm jamming on this. I love headline analyzers. Like I write a weekly blog for online magazines that goes out to about 115,000 subscribers, and then I also take that blog and I put that on my LinkedIn newsletter. And not always, but a lot of times I will run the headline for that newsletter article, through a co-schedule headline analyzer. But for LinkedIn headlines, I use Share Through. And sometimes it's a little buggy and it doesn't work. But for the most part, I really like the analysis. It just gives me, confirmation that we're off to the races with some kind of a USP and a statement about yourself. And if you're a job seeker, you might need to be a little bit more conservative. But if you are an entrepreneur, then you can go a little edgy if you'd like.
No, I love that. So that's a new tool to me. So I'll have to give that a try. And I find a lot of those online tools can be very helpful to give you some things. And I always suggest to people, and I'm wondering if you do as well, with your headline, same thing as kind of the banner, try it, see how it's working for you. If it's not working, switch things up a little bit. But you are so right about trying to be everything to everyone, which people are sometimes guilty of on their resumes, but then on LinkedIn. But most people I find they really specialize in maybe three areas. Like it might be something industry specific, might be leadership, and maybe something else, developing teams or something. And I think people get caught up in the idea of I must tell everything that I can possibly do on, my profile and resume. So tell us why that ain't not a good idea.
No, it's just a document, a resume is just a document to help you land an interview, right? And then you can, do your sales pitch, but you don't need to tell, your entire history from the beginning of time, right? We all change over the years, and if something's relevant from the past, you can always put a career highlights, section or in your resume, and then just put the past experience. If you've got your LinkedIn profile all decked out with all the details, you just want a 2-page resume to kind of get your foot in the door. And yes, I said 2-page. Lots of people think 1 page. Most of the people that I deal with are mature, seasoned professionals, and I think a 1-page is maybe for a fresher right out of college. But if you've got experience, I think you need to expound on those details. Some people have been 3 pages, but if people just don't have time to read all that, they just want to skim and scan. It's just like dazzle them with how you can be concise and recap stuff in 2 pages.
Oh, exactly. I am with you 100%. The idea between, the resume and also the LinkedIn profile is to sort of, pique their interest, make them want to speak with you. And I think one thing that people often forget about LinkedIn, and they think of it like, oh, I'm in a job search, I'm going to be on LinkedIn. But if you're out, if I'm out at a networking event, in person, virtual, and or somebody gives somebody my name and says, oh, talk to Annette, she does personal branding, the first thing they do is go to your LinkedIn profile. It may be the
Yes,
first time people see it. People don't realize that.
absolutely. A lot of people still think that LinkedIn is only for job seekers, and that's absolutely positively not true. So, it is a place where you can establish your professional identity, no matter, what you do. So,
So as our time is flying by,
yeah.
let's talk a little bit about engagement because I know that you are very active on LinkedIn and you also work with clients to teach them to be active. So share some tips for people either watching now or on the replay.
Absolutely. So, there are all kinds of experts out there that I kind of, I'm a sponge, I'm listening to Richard Vanderblom posted a really good post this morning. I liked it, but I haven't had a chance to go back and comment on it because I've had other things going this morning. But he said your commenting strategy is just as important as your posting strategy. I love that. I definitely love that. So, you've got to be active on the platform. I actually wrote my article for this week and next week already. And I think one of my things that I put in my article is nothing plus nothing equals nothing. So if you don't put any effort out on the platform, expect nothing in return. And you need to have your over 500 connections, to start. If you Google that, why do I need 500 connections on LinkedIn? There's like millions of hits on that topic. It's crazy how many millions. But you need to comment, post, engage on on the comments on your own post. Comment again. So you just have to build that time into your schedule. And that's really kind of tough for me. I can't always do it, but I try. I do try. But I can't always do it. But I admire all these people who have, that time available. I think if I just had like one thing that I was doing instead of three main things, but I have to work within my bandwidth, I can only do what I can do. So.
Well, and you do so much. It's just absolutely incredible. So I'd like to ask you for what do you like best about what you do? Because I know you do all kinds of different things. So what's kind of your favorite, bestest thing that you like?
Oh, well, I've got I've got a couple.
Okay.
I feel like I'm a servant leader as a nonprofit leader. So I believe in helping others. I help do the social media for Delaware Valley Veterans Consortium and their LinkedIn page and whatnot. I'm do my local Paoli Business Association. I just, got involved there. But on the Great Careers Group, we're a nonprofit trying to help people advance their career, get a job, et cetera. So the community service aspect of it really resonates with me. I'm a former K-12 teacher, and I used to write IEPs, individual education plans, and GIEPs, gifted individual education plans. So I taught special ed to gifted and everything in between. And what I did is I wrote these IEPs and GIEPs, and I look at writing resumes and LinkedIn profiles the same way. How do you help people move from where they are up and towards self-actualization and make them look better with writing? So I don't do career assessments. I don't do interview prep. I'm a writer. So it's the resumes and the LinkedIn profile writing. So it's the writing that, resonates with me as well as the community service aspect.
Yeah, somehow I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. So I just want to say a quick hello to John Asperian, who is a friend of ours, two Espressians. We're both part of his
Espresso Plus.
Espresso Plus group,
Yes.
which is a cool place to learn and mingle and share. And he's been drowning in threads. So yeah, threads is here, but let's save that for another day. So I guess as we're winding down, my last thing is I always ask people to share some final thoughts and where people can reach them. I'm assuming LinkedIn is a great place to reach you, because we've talked about a lot. I've asked you a bunch of stuff. We've had, I think, a great conversation. But what would you like to share that you think is important for people to know and kind of come away from this with?
Take action. You have to work on building your profile. It's not an overnight thing. You have to work on it. It's an evolutionary process. So, commit to doing little bits and pieces at a time. Now, because I deal with a lot of job seekers, to me, if you've got really good content written from a resume, everything starts with a verb, you've got some accomplishments in there, with numbers, percents, dollars, quantities, and you've showed, made statements as to how you've helped a company make money, save time. If you've got really good content from your resume, why not put it in LinkedIn? I don't know why you have to rewrite the content, but LinkedIn is so much more than your resume. You want to, expound upon that. And since John was just on, I just heard John speak last week in the Thought Leadership Branding Club. And like his topic, it was like 10 minutes, but it really resonated with me. He was talking about the about section, and he said that 78% of people are looking at this on their mobile phone. And if you have a wall of paragraphs and it's all like black on white, boring, boring, boring. So, you want to definitely take a look at, how you form your about section. And this is where you could really build your little stories and whatnot in, and pop some emojis in for a little bit of color, but make it more bullet pointy rather than paragraphy. So thanks, John, for that tip. I did change my about section a little bit after hearing you. So great tips from John.
Yeah, 100%. Nobody wants to read big blocks of text. It's just not what people want to see. So, Lynn, I thank you so much because I know you're so busy. I'm grateful always when people say yes, and it's been such an informative conversation. You've shared so many gems. And so everyone who is out there listening now or on the replay, thanks so much for being here with us. And I'll be seeing you again. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Smarter Career and Business Moves podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe.